The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. We'll get to your calls throughout this hour. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We just went over all of the media figures trying to say that in spite of all of the officers in the case in Memphis being black, that it has something to do with race. Over at that hard-hitting news show, The View, Whoopi Goldberg said the following.
Now, you know, I ask this question way too many times at this table, but, you know, when will the brutality finally lead to some police reform from the ground up? Because clearly, it doesn't matter if it's a white policeman or a black policeman, it is a problem in the police and the policing itself, you know. Seems things don't seem to make sense to people unless it's somebody they can feel or they can recognize. But how many times do we need to see white people also get beaten before anybody will do anything? I'm not suggesting that, so don't write us and tell me what a racist I am. I'm just asking, is that what people have to see in order to wake up and realize this affects us all?
There have been plenty of people of all races that have had horrible experiences and yes, even been attacked by officers, or obviously not as similar. In this case, you know, Tyre Nichols is dead. Very different case. And you got over at MSDNC, you know, they're tired of this guy. What's his name? Mehdi Hasan? Is that the guy's name? He's a host? Okay. You can see how much MSDNC I watch. Anyway, tired of Democrats running away from abolishing, defunding the police, and, of course, the insanity of no bail laws.
If police departments are targeting black communities and you are part of the police, you are going to be targeting black communities, regardless of your own skin color. The issue here, as plenty of people have pointed out, is not black versus white. It's blue versus the rest of us, which is why this whole reform nonsense from Democrats is so tiring and so dishonest. You can't reform this stuff with body cameras or diversifying the police, as we just saw in Memphis. That doesn't solve the problem either. Now, Democrats, of course, want to run away from talk of abolishing the police or even defunding the police. That's way too radical, way too out there. But consider this. The Memphis Police Department's response to all this controversy and camera footage on Saturday was to announce that it was disbanding the specialized police unit whose officers inflicted that brutal assault on Tyre Nichols, the so-called Scorpion Unit. Yeah, they defunded and abolished it.
Not sure if they defunded anything. They abolished that particular unit. Clearly, these guys are not up to the task to be part of an elite law enforcement unit. It's just, it's really that simple. It's not that complicated. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of our program. Anyway, let's get to some of your calls here. I know a lot of you have been very patient throughout the day. Sharon in Texas, let's go to you. Sharon, how are you?
Hi, Sean. Hello. I wanted to comment on the Paul Pelosi's call to the 911 dispatcher.
Yeah.
That was big in the news all last week. And I believe that that dispatcher did a very good job. She got some criticism, but you have to look at the point that she slow-talked with Paul, and I think she tried to keep him on the phone. That's just my read on it. And by the and the police were there within 2 minutes, so I'm surmising that the police were on their way while she was talking with him. And I'd like to give her credit for handling it well. And I'd also like to say I talked it over with my brother, and he had a really good point. He said the focus should be really more on the security system at the Pelosi house. How did that guy get in there? And it's and we can if we put it parallel to the security at the Capitol house, you could say Nancy Pelosi's house was not in order either at the Capitol in January 6, 2021, and it wasn't in order in her own house in San Francisco. So I think the whole thing rolls over to her for the responsibility of lack of security. That guy with the hammer never should have gotten in that house.
Oh, I can't understand. She's second in line to be president. If God forbid something happens to the president or vice president, or she was, the speaker is. And at that point, there's a reason she had access to a government private jet for every trip she made back to San Francisco. It was because she's the speaker, and for security purposes, if there's a national emergency and the president and vice president, you know, somehow are together and something, God forbid, happened to both of them, or any administration for that matter, then that person would be the speaker. You've got to protect their homes, and it's got to be more than just cameras that they're supposed to be observing on a regular basis. You know, you got this lunatic wailing with a hammer on their back door. And as far as the 911 operator, you know, you got to put a little perspective into this, because a lot of nuts are calling 911 regularly. So, you know, she's not sure what she's dealing with on any given call. And Paul Pelosi didn't have the ability to just come right out and say, my life is in danger. Please get to blah, 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 Broadway. And I have an intruder in my house with a hammer that wants to kill me, because the guy was right next to him dictating what he could and couldn't say. But he dropped enough hints, and he stayed on the phone, and she stayed on the phone long enough that she figured out something isn't kosher here. And at that point, you know, she made the right call and probably saved his life.
Right. But the responsibility for security goes to Nancy Pelosi, and it's whether it's her.
Well, it doesn't go to her. It goes to, I think, Congress in general. And this was the shame, in my view, of the January 6th committee. This was the shame of ignoring the 574 riots in the summer of 2020, is when we're not making any changes. They wanted their pound of flesh on Donald Trump. That's all they cared about with January 6th. But what they should have done and would have been wiser, if all right, they had that aspect of it, but then they needed to ask questions. What intelligence was out there and available to them that was ignored in the lead up to January 6th? Because apparently a lot of groups had been planning, you know, some type of violent activity on the 6th for weeks leading up to it. And we didn't find that fact out till much later. You know, why didn't they bring in the sergeant of arms? Why didn't they bring in Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge for security for the House of Representatives and the Capitol? Why didn't they bring in the Capitol Police Chief, who requested National Guard troops numerous times? Why didn't they bring in Mayor Bowser and say, well, why were you rejecting National Guard troops? Did you have any reason to believe at all that they had intelligence? Now, I know for a fact that the Capitol Police Chief said originally that he didn't think they need the guard, but based on intelligence they had, he changed his mind and started to request the National Guard troops early. Nor have they figured out a solution moving forward to protect the Capitol from this ever happening again. As a matter of fact, they've made no changes at all that I can see whatsoever. And what they should have are cement barriers around the perimeter, and probably wrought iron fences that people can't get over, and a whole perimeter whereby people would have a hard time getting through in big numbers. That's it. And a better system for calling in, you know, extra support should something happen. I'll give you the last word.
On the station here in Houston, KTRH, We have reports here in Texas that Nancy Pelosi was in charge of securing the Capitol that day for January 6th. And she, when she was offered the security, she said no.
Listen, all I know is the Capitol Police Chief requested the security. That had to go through the Sergeant of Arms. That had to have been brought to Nancy's attention. The entire, you know, Adam Kinzinger is too busy signing autographed copies of his report. So none of those questions. This was a missed opportunity to really create safety and security for an institution that deserves our protection. And they blew it. Sean in North Carolina. Sean, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. What's going on, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Hannity?
I'm good.
One thing I wanted to point out with this whole thing with Memphis and a lot of these other things that are going on. For one thing, we've fallen completely into a godless society. There is no thinking about any repercussions. You got these families that are basically broken to pieces that they don't teach their kids anything. I remember I grew up in Staten Island years ago. And, you know, when the police came up to you and they said, what's going on, boys? You had your hands where they could see them and you listened to what they told you to do. And I remember back in the day, my brother saying, you don't want to get into it with them because they could go around the corner with you in the car and you come back with a couple black eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like there was that kind of presence where you had that utmost respect to everyone doing their job because they didn't need to deal with punks and people that didn't want to listen to them. You know, and the same thing we see in our schools, the same exact thing. We rip God out. We're ripping all these things out. We're putting all this junk in there. And these kids are walking out of there going, what do I do all day? You know, how do I think and how do I operate? Because I moved to North Carolina. I'm down in Mooresville, and I'll be honest with you. I'm in Iredell County. My sheriff is great. He went run for a second term. No competition against him because they know they can't mess with him. We went all red. We went all conservative across the board, and everybody in place. It's you know you're protected on the streets because our police department is on it. You call them, they're at your house in 2 minutes, and they're not taking any monkey business with them. I mean, I've seen them in action, and they're really good. And that's again, you know, it goes from the top level of training all the way down. Because I listen to Darren Campbell. He's our sheriff. He has a radio show during the morning on Wednesday, and he goes through all these things that he goes through, and he goes when he walks through the jail and he hears these other people that have been arrested, he hears them telling other people on the phone, whatever you do, do not come to Iredell County and commit crime. He goes, because they're going to throw you in jail, they're going to prosecute you, and you're not getting out to do more crime. So I mean, it does it
right. Let me tell you something. If I was a criminal, I'm going to be very blunt, I would go to one of these cities or towns or states with no bail laws. And again, if that was my chosen profession, which it seems to be for other people, imagine if these criminals, by the way, devoted their time, energy, and attention to something productive rather than living a life of crime. But if I was in that business and had that mindset, and I obviously don't, the place I'd want to be is a place where they let you out of jail. I'll never forget, there was a series of bank robberies by this one guy, and he kept getting arrested, and he kept getting put in jail, and he kept getting released, and he kept going back out, robbing another bank, getting caught again, getting released with no bail, robbed another bank. I think it was up to 5 or 6 banks the last time I had checked. Now, he's not really good at being a crook. He might want to consider a job change.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too, because when I listened to Mr. Campbell the other day, he said, he goes, our biggest threat is Charlotte. He said, he goes, Charlotte is the same way. They went woke. They refused to pull people over now. And what it is now we're getting the Charlotte crowd coming up here and trying to do bad things up in Iredell. And it's, you know, like I said, I give these.
Oh, it's a common thing where poor criminals will often target more wealthy areas. Because it's more lucrative. Anyway, I've got to run. Good points, though, Sean. You sounds like you have a great, great sheriff and police department there in North Carolina. I'm not surprised. Lucky you. That's not the case for most Americans.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but How do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
John Kerry, making America green, one Learjet liberal flight at a time. You just can't make this stuff up. Sean Hannity is on right now.
Now let's head back to our busy phones, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Robert is in California. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm good. What's happening?
No, not much. So I got to agree with your last callers. I mean, the security at Pelosi's house at the very least is lacking. And then as far as the moral decay across the country, it's out of control. But the question I really had for you was that whole tape when the officers came to the door just doesn't quite set right with me. The fact that Pelosi had a drink in his hand, whether it be a cocktail or a glass of water, I don't know.
I don't even remember the drink part. I don't.
Yeah. He definitely had a full glass in his hand. Well, almost full.
I have no idea, but I do know that once they opened the door, he kind of grabbed the hammer.
Yeah, his hand
in this other guy's hand, and as soon as the police said to drop the hammer, he said no, and then that's when the attack began.
Yeah.
It was a split second. It happened very quickly.
So I wonder do we know how long he was in the house?
Yeah, apparently for the period of time, you know, before, I guess we could have a timestamp on the surveillance footage of him beating the hell out of the door to break into the house.
It's 3 a.m. on that.
Yeah.
Video. It didn't make sense to me either. Was it 5:30? I thought it was like 2 a.m. there when that.
Well, in a way, he's held hostage. You got an armed guy. He's got a hammer. A hammer can kill you. And he's an older gentleman. It's not like I doubt he's in any kind of shape, and I doubt he has any ability to defend himself. But again, I would argue that any Speaker of the House would need Capitol Police around their home on a full-time basis. You know, by the way, that goes for Supreme Court justices like Justice Kavanaugh, and why we don't enforce the laws on the books that prevent people from trying to influence judges by protesting in front of their homes or place of business, I don't know. And that's a question for Merrick Garland at some point. So I don't really know the answer, but I do know that, you know, it was clear he was trying. Would I have handled when the police showed up differently? Yeah, I probably would have run out the door. Am I going to sit here and second guess the guy? No, he's probably out of his mind, scared out of his mind. He was a victim. I don't attack victims. And, you know, he's frankly lucky to be alive considering the extent of his injury. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, our number. We'll get to more of your calls straight ahead.
We'll continue.
All right, let's get to our busy phones. By the way, a socialist teacher admitting, they'll love this, Linda, that she wants to abolish the police amid school curriculum battle with DeSantis down in Florida. Abolish the police. Let me ask these people. The liberals don't believe in the Second Amendment by and large. Conservatives do. So if you don't have a Second Amendment, you don't have the means. What do you do when somebody, God forbid, breaks into your house? You don't have any means to defend yourself. So now you abolish the police. Okay, that takes away that option. What does that mean? That means that lawlessness will spiral out of control at a level we've never seen before. And the Paul Pelosi incident will be an everyday incident because there'll be no consequences and crime will start paying.
That's not true. She's going to send out therapists and they're going to work with the criminal through their pain and suffering to understand why they want to kill her and invade her home. And then they're going to work on it together.
Let's play this out. So a social worker shows up at the house and says, "Hi, Mr. Criminal with the hammer, may I come in and talk to you?"
Exactly.
Is that how that works?
Exactly. Let's sit down and talk this out.
So now instead of having one hostage, he has two hostages.
Correct. With his, we let him keep his weapon. Keep your weapon. We don't want to take that from you. That's yours. Even though you're invading our home. This is the mindset, right? It truly is. Even when we were talking to Trey earlier, and you know, Trey's a friend and I love him to pieces and he's a good man and he's served over 20 years, you know, becoming, you know, the chief of police in Dallas and going through the terror attack of 2016. I think people forget, you know, what he was doing that day that that happened. He was guarding with his police force that included many, many black officers, the Black Lives Matter March. And then there was this person that was a sniper on a rooftop shooting at them and trying to kill them. So the Black Lives Matter movement that was marching down the street and screaming about police and how they were being mistreated and the fact that they wanted to defund the police then needed the police who protected them despite the fact that they had gone through the pelting and the rock throwing and the looting and all of the terrible things that happened. And I think that's my biggest problem with everything that we're talking about. Like, I see this Nichols case and all I hear is that man screaming for his mother. And I pray for his mother because she can't ever unhear that, right? It hurts so deeply. If you have children, you understand exactly what I'm saying. It's just next level pain.
So you're a mom. Your son is, what, 7 years old now?
I got four kids now. And the youngest is seven.
Sorry. Okay. The youngest is seven. Liam is seven. And the Surgeon General is saying 13-year-olds are too young to join social media.
Oh, my God. 100%. I can't even tell you. The social... Sean, TikTok is the devil. Okay, I'm telling you right
TikTok
now.
TikTok is the
it
devil.
It is the devil. I am not kidding you. Like, you know, Katie's laughing at me, but the stuff that is on your...
Like, everybody listening is laughing at you, but go ahead.
It's silly, right? Like, you look at it and you think it's, like, funny stuff, right? It's like they show dumb stuff, like people exploding, like, you know, soda bottles, and this guy can lift 300 pounds, and this girl can make, you know, 15, you know, cupcakes in 30 seconds. All these, like, ridiculous videos that make no sense. But then interspersed in all of that stuff is really salacious, evil stuff where they're trying to hurt our kids, whether it's about drugs, whether it's about gender identity, whether it's about the fact that they should work harder on the way they look. Like this, it's a very strange dichotomy in our society right now, because at the same time that we're telling our kids they can be whatever they want and look however they want and do whatever they want, they're like, but you don't look good enough. You're not thin enough. You're not better in this way. You're not as pretty as this one. You're not as strong as that one. I mean, it's some messed up stuff out there getting in their heads.
See, I'm off of social media, so I'm not really the person to talk to. It does become addicting, and for me, it was becoming another job.
But Sean, do you remember how many people were on there saying they wanted to kill you, kill your kids, burn your house down, right? Now imagine you're a teenager. Somebody you don't know, that you've never met, that you know nothing about, is
no,
across...
there are people that target kids on the internet.
But I'm
no
saying
doubt.
There's other kids. I saw you. You suck. You're this. You're so ugly. You should kill yourself. I mean, how many kids are committing suicide because some psycho on the internet told them to?
You're raising great questions. However, a lot of parents disagree with me. Like, I like Xbox and PlayStation for young kids. If you get the right games,
I agree with you. Liam loves those games. He plays Worldwide Wrestling, he plays soccer, mm-hmm. he plays Madden, he loves all those games, and he has a blast and he thinks they're super fun. However, he is only allowed to play them from Friday at 6 p.m until Sunday at 5 p.m He is not allowed to play them during the school week at all. He has no social media. He's not allowed to look at YouTube. He's not allowed to go on Facebook. I don't have Facebook.
He's not allowed to get a Happy Mail. He's not allowed
to
do anything.
Hell no. It's nasty. McDonald's is gross. Sorry, McDonald's.
No, I love McDonald's. I just think you depriving your child of what every other child in America has is ridiculous. You're taking everything to the extreme.
On the McDonald's maybe, but everything else I think I'm doing right. If I could take away computers and get these kids' heads out of their phones.
I want to do a taste test with Liam, your air-fried French fries versus McDonald's fries, and I'm telling you that McDonald's fries are going to win hands down.
I'll do you one better. I'll do a taste test with you.
And I'm telling you...
That's right. You're stumbling because you know you're going to like those air fries. That's right.
I've had air fry French fries. They suck.
You haven't had mine.
I've had baked French fries. They suck too.
Baked French fries stink. Nobody said that was good.
Okay. So the ones I like are deep fried. Tastes great.
So do you want to take the challenge or not? Are you scared? If you're scared, you can just tell the audience. Nobody's going to. It's
scared,
fine.
I'm scared to death.
Make sure to put 2 pounds of salt on those fries, by the way.
Well, that's the only thing that would save her fries. But yeah, you got to put salt on fries to make them taste good.
Did you watch a football game?
Yeah, I watched both games.
What'd you think?
I thought they were both. I expected better in both games.
How did you feel about the Empire State Building being lit up green for the Phillies?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
But people freaked out.
That wasn't good. That is one of the worst things I've ever seen. This is New York. We don't credit Philadelphia when they win in sports.
But didn't they do that for another team? Because I remember.
I think it's
the
hilarious
team.
That everybody gives a rip. I just don't care because New York teams, although the Giants and the new quarterback Jones has done a pretty good job this year, shows a lot of promise. We'll find out more next year. However, I did hate the officiating in the Cincinnati game against Kansas City in the fourth quarter in particular. It seemed to me like the officials were in the bag to get Kansas City back in the Super Bowl, and I thought the officiating was atrocious.
Yeah, it's becoming a problem.
Katie had a lot to say about that.
It's becoming a problem for years now. There's too many rules, and the game's going too fast for these guys.
Well, but I just look at it, and I'm like, okay, are they paying you? Did you make a bet on this game? I'm saying this facetiously, but I thought it was atrocious. And I felt like it was very anti-Cincinnati.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There was a lot of hooting and hollering in my house because the Eagles, they were beautiful and they won and they're going to the Super Bowl. I'm wearing green today in honor of the Eagles, and it's a wonderful
thing. You still don't even know what cross the plane means, so I don't want to hear
you
that you're
go
a big
between
football.
The pylons and you score.
Really? Is that what it is? You
That's
sure
it.
About that?
That's it. I'm getting a lot of yeses.
It,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Katie's doing some sort of weird, I don't know. What are you doing?
She's trying to
give me
hand
signals. I'm like, what is that?
All right, Katie, stop trying to help her out. Katie, did you agree with me? The officiating in that Cincinnati game sucked. I thought it was awful.
It was pretty bad. It was questionable for sure. I was confused. You know what? Mahomes is, I mean, he's incredible.
I give Mahomes credit, but, you know, especially on
he's playing
that
hurt.
Last play.
He's playing hurt, man. Come on.
Okay. Had an upper ankle sprain. Tough that he got back stayed in for the whole game. Last play that he ran, and then they had the 15-yard penalty, I thought was BS.
What? BS? How do you figure that? That he shoved Mahomes out of bounds. He was like 2 yards out of bounds. Come on. That was easy.
Of all of the calls that they made in that last quarter, that was the only one that had some legitimacy. The other calls that went against the Bengals were BS to me.
Yeah, they still overcame him. I mean, the fact is, Burrow turned the ball over twice in the fourth quarter with a chance to give his team a lead. And Chris Jones wrecked the game for the Bengals. He was the real MVP of that game. It wasn't Mahomes because Chris Jones, if he doesn't ruin the Bengal offense the whole game.
I'm just not that interested in the Chiefs versus the Eagles. It doesn't do that much.
But it's the Andy Reid Bowl.
Well, we'll see. I guess they're not calling it, what is it, Burrowhead Stadium anymore.
You know what? I have a great idea. When the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I think we should all sit down and share some air-fried french fries that I will bring into the office, and we can celebrate together.
I won't be eating that day.
I won't be eating that day.
Everyone's going to be full that day.
I'm going to order
big breakfast.
No, it's the Eagles winning, so it just makes me sick.
Oh, yeah, Jason doesn't like that.
I don't make anybody
unless
sick.
Unless I win money.
Are you going to bet?
Oh, I'll have one. I'll do a Super Bowl pool.
I'll probably put $100 on the Eagles. I think the Eagles will win by double digits, and it sickens me to say that, but I think they're going to win again.
It's like anticlimactic to the season, in my view. I thought there'd be better teams.
Why is it anticlimactic? Two teams worked their butt off, and they got there.
Well, who did you want?
Anybody but them.
Anybody but the Eagles?
I definitely wanted Cincinnati on the AFC side. On the NFC side, I think I would have preferred Dallas.
The best Super Bowl would have been Minnesota-Buffalo. Two teams who were 0-4
Josh Allen, I am a fan of Josh Allen, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, but that would have been great to have two 0-4 teams.
Listen, I admire Mahomes. I think he's great, but I also think Burrows is a star, too.
Oh, yeah, people think he's a little too cocky, and he's very cocky.
Who, Burrows?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All he does is sit. I think you have to be cocky.
Wait a minute.
All
he does is sit there and be quiet when he's not.
No. After every win, you should see him. He's got a big old stogie in his mouth every time he wins a playoff game.
So what?
Oh, so what? Do you know what he says? And I kind of like it.
Let me tell you what happens at the end of any big game, playoff game. I start interviewing the guy and he's like, you know, this is what it's all about. We all came together and we knew we could do this. This team is, you know, this is a dream come true. And this is what it's all about right here. This is it. I'm like, they all say the same thing.
Yeah. He needed to be knocked down a peg though. Cause if he had won the game, he would have been the successor to the Mahomes throne and he hasn't won a championship yet. You got get some jewelry before you start anointing. Being anointed is better than
the only thing the Eagles have to watch out for is the games that they did lose this year. They played awful. So they have the potential to really play poorly.
Well, they only won one game with Hurts. The other two, they lost with Minshew.
That's true.
The one problem they do have to worry about is their quarterback is injured.
That's correct.
There's something wrong with his shoulder and it hasn't been a problem, but it could be a problem if the fourth quarter.
Well, but remember, he's got 2 weeks now to heal as Mahomes does, and I would assume his high ankle sprain is going to be better by then. What do I know?
Yeah, I mean, they rested him for a few weeks, and he had a week off, and he's still not right. So I don't know if he's going to be right.
Oh, Mahomes?
No, Hurts.
Well. Still played well enough to win pretty easily.
Yeah, he's not throwing the ball well. He can run it, but he's not throwing it. I'm telling you.
No, the Eagles are going to win.
Name five people on the team. Go. One, two, three.
Number one. Number... No. I don't know their names. I have no idea.
You don't?
Oh, my God. I don't have a clue. I just like that they're from Philly and my parents love them. That's all.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be careful walking around the streets of Philly when they win, too.
Probably.
I'd be careful walking around the streets of Philly now. City. Doesn't matter when they play. The city's a hot mess.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We are loaded up tonight, 9 Eastern, Hannity on the Fox News Channel. Senator Marco Rubio will be with us. Lindsey Graham, Clay Travis tonight, Kellyanne Conway. Trey Penny will battle Daryl Parks on the issues that involving Tyree Nichols. Will have the latest on that. And if you haven't been following the story of this LSU student raped by a number of people and then dropped in the middle of a highway and then hit by a car, you need to pay attention to this. We have the family attorney for Madison Brooks on 9 Eastern. Set your DVR. Hannity, Fox News. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink. Under the thumb of the IRS and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.